One of the people we've been following since Sandy hit 6 months ago is Stephen Dramalis, a Department of Transportation employee who lives on Staten Island. He moved back into his storm-damaged home this spring after months of repairs. But now he and his neighbors are wondering whether it would be better to apply for a buyout or pay to lift their homes above flood height and stay. WNYC's Jim O'Grady reports that Dramalis is making his decisions based in part on rumors.
Stephen Dramalis is standing outside his bungalow on Buell Avenue, describing the questions he's grappling with. Should he lift his home? How much would that cost? Apply for a buyout? How much would he get? Then he spots his neighbor, Diane Haig, walking toward him.
She lives down the block on the corner. Her house is the one that floated away.
Haig is 70 and has lived here most of her life.
How you doing?
Thanks, Noah.
Before Sandy, she owned three small houses on the block. She lived in one and rented out the others. Now she owns just two. The one Sandy took ended up in a swamp.
My grandmother's original house. My grandmother's, my mother's, mine.
Another neighbor walks by. A lot of Sandy recovery information gets shared like this. People meeting in the street.
What's up, Ron?
What's up?
How you doing? All right, still wondering what's going on with the house raising and all that.
Dramalis and his neighbors are confused about how high they need to lift their homes to keep their flood insurance affordable. It's a big subject on Buell Avenue, where the residents act like magpies, gathering bits of information about FEMA and Sandy recovery programs and then sharing them with one another.
Are you ready for this one? I heard if you move back and you have to pay the flood insurance, FEMA will pay your first 3 years.
That's rumor one. FEMA says it's not true. Home and business owners must still pay for their flood insurance. Rumor two, Dramalis worries his rates could jump at any time from $2,000 a year to tens of thousands of dollars a year. That rumor's not true either. FEMA won't finish implementing new city flood maps until the end of 2014. His rates could go up, but not before then. And then, only gradually, the new rates will be rolled out over 5 years.
Hearsay, that's all it is out there right now.
By the sound of it, government agencies are failing to get crucial information out to residents like Haig and Dramalis. That leaves them to compare notes on what they've heard, which they don't always believe.
So many stories that if they take the whole block or the whole land over here, they build condos, we'll get one. We heard that story around. So many stories.
Dramalis says he's interested in a buyout. Under the city's plan, a developer could tear down acquired houses and replace them with more flood-resistant structures. But that makes him worry his home and his tight-knit block could give way to luxury housing. The city's director of housing recovery operations, Brad Gare, says that fear is misplaced.
We're not out to take advantage of anybody. We're not out there to be part of some secret government plot to redevelop neighborhoods in a way that forces out the poor.
Gare spoke by phone as he was leaving a meeting with the Staten Island Borough President. He acknowledges that thousands of homeowners affected by Sandy face complicated decisions, and he agrees that rumors can be plentiful when facts are hard to find. So in June, Gare will send 200 housing recovery specialists into storm-damaged areas. Their job will be to answer homeowners' questions and help them with their paperwork.
We're going to start a very aggressive outreach program that we hope will get to everybody quickly.
So far, the city has tried to get information out through its website and community meetings, but Gare admits that tactic is limited. Almost every homeowner has detailed questions that need to be answered one-on-one. If the specialists do their jobs right, homeowners in flood zones will start deciding next month about whether to stay or go. In the meantime, Diane Haig says she'll be holding a Memorial Day barbecue on the lot where one of her bungalows stood.
Are you inviting all the neighbors?
Sure. Sure.
BYOB.
Absolutely.
I don't drink, so.
And because it's a party in Staten Island, the answer is yes. There will be a Frank Sinatra impersonator. For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea.